You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Depending on who you ask, the arrival of fifth-generation wireless networks, or 5G, will either usher in a totally new era of connected technologies or take forever to arrive and usher in slightly faster internet to phones and other mobile devices. At CES, the huge technology trade show in Las Vegas earlier this month, the mood about 5G was good. Mobile chipmaker Qualcomm was among the companies making announcements related to 5G, and so while I was there, I sat down with Qualcomm CEO Steve Mollenkopf, and I asked him why 5G could mean so much more than just faster internet on your phone.
Well, I think if you look, there's this trend that's going on, which is every industry is being disrupted because it's being connected to the internet. And increasingly, the majority of those connections are wireless. And we can do a lot with 4G, we can do a lot with Wi-Fi, but we really want to be able to sweep in as many new industries as we can to take advantage of getting connected to the internet. 5G is really about that. It's about what do we need to do to enable cellular to not only advance the mobile ecosystem, but all these other ecosystems that want to take advantage of what's happening with mobile. And that's happening with 5G, and it's accelerating, and it's becoming, I think, a very exciting time for the industry as a result.
You talked about the possibility that 5G would usher in this sort of new era for inventors. Do you have a sense of what kind of businesses and services could potentially be built on top of this technology and why it's so powerful?
Well, the interesting thing is, no, we don't, actually. Now, you're seeing early examples of this happening in the car. I mean, the car today, it's all about the brain in the car, not so much about the brawn. Everyone wants to have autonomous cars. They're all going to be connected. It's going to change the way, really, we drive, the way transportation is going to be optimized, and it's going to be much safer. It's going to be much better. Healthcare, another great example. It's just at the early days of taking advantage of what's going to happen when people get connected and their health is able to be not only administered to when they're in the doctor's office, but every day. And it's really going to be pretty exciting. That's just two examples. But what's interesting is 10 years from now, somebody's going to come up with a use case that we've never thought of, and our job is to create the technology underlying that that enables them to be successful.
You also announced a new mobile processor, new chip here at the show, and I want to dive into the world of chips a little bit. Tell us about that new chip, but also other ones that you're building. Like, where is Qualcomm? You know, in the universe of the electronics that I interact in every day, how many times do I touch something from Qualcomm?
Well, you know, I think it's very difficult to go through your day without touching a Qualcomm product. In fact, most people that are listening to us right now, I would imagine they probably have a Qualcomm chip in their pocket, or they're not very far away from a Qualcomm chip in some way. They're certainly not very far away from a Qualcomm invention, for sure. Now, what's happening today, what we're doing is we're now spreading that out, not just from the handset market, but our chips are now in cars. Our chips are now in the Internet of Things. We've shipped just hundreds of millions of devices that go into products that you wouldn't expect have connectivity in them, but they do.
Interesting. And that leads to my next question, which is, how hard are these to build and manufacture? What kind of specialization is required? Like, could anybody just get into the chip business with the right, you know, presses?
Well, it's difficult. The chips that people make today, they're incredibly complex and expensive to make, much more than multiple times a large blockbuster movie. And in fact, I think if you were to look at them, you would almost argue they would kind of be the modern version of the pyramids. I mean, they're just incredible human achievements. But it can be, if you don't know how to manage all that complexity across multiple disciplines, it can be difficult to stay in it.
Where do you see all these different kinds of chips ending up in the future? Like, you talked about how they're going to be in cars, and I assume they're going to be in air conditioners. And, yep. You know, so how far do you see your potential Qualcomm universe extending?
Well, I think almost every electronics device is going to be connected to the internet. And so that's an opportunity for us. We also think people are going to be wearing many more devices that that have chips in them that are connected to the cloud. And then there are people who view that eventually you're going to have chips in the body that are going to do certain things. And we're certainly of that view as well. And so I think it's really an interesting time to be in the chip industry, just because the funnel is expanding so much in terms of what the applications of the devices.
Steve Mollenkopf, Qualcomm CEO. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.